From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR Studios, this is the Bryant Park Project. From NPR News, news, information, our penultimate week, or our ultimate fortnight, if you prefer. I'm Mike Pesca. It's Monday, July 14th, 2008. And this is the portion of the show that I usually attempt to amuse or engage with perhaps a witticism and insight, a ranting about the fact that Time magazine puts all its headlines in the form of a question. Rice cancellations sometimes come up. You know, that stuff is fun. It really is. But right now I want to speak of the word that in the English language is the anti-fun, perhaps the worst word, and that word is cancer. Bear with me now. Over this weekend, two very fine individuals died of cancer. And notice how I said it. They died of cancer. It is tragic. And the verb died makes it no less tragic, nor does it soften the blow, in my estimation. Those individuals were Bobby Mercer, who is a member of the New York Yankees and a longtime broadcaster. In New York, this is a very big story. It's understandable if across the country, less so. But Tony Snow got a lot of attention. Most people know who the former White House spokesman and Fox News personality was. He died of cancer. And yet the news, in reporting these events, tragic though they were, felt that they had to say, and this was not a rare phrase, this was the common way to announce this story, that Bobby Mercer, or Tony Snow, lost his battle with cancer. And to me, that is odd. That is not necessarily an editorialization, but just trying to soften a blow or shy away from, you know, the honest reporting of the events of the day. It would be as if reporting someone's age using the phrase 45 years young were acceptable in the default setting. So I do not think the news should use the phrase lost his battle with cancer on first reference or in the headline version of the story. It perhaps conveys that, you know, the person who died of cancer had a real say in the matter. For the most part, you die of cancer, and we understand what it means to fight cancer and to have a good attitude, but far too many people think that the person with cancer has a lot to say about the course of the cancer, if they battle or not. Hey, for a couple more days, I got a radio show, and I'm going to say it if it occurs to me. Coming up on this show this hour, the 7th Esperanto Congress is in session. We'll talk with the president of the Quebec Esperanto Society. Oh, I can't wait for that. And it is the meeting of the BPP Book Club today. We're talking with the author of this month's selection, Petropolis. The author's name is Anya Ulinich. It was a fine, fine novel. We will get today's headlines in just a minute, but first, unemployment numbers are set to increase by at least 14. The Bryant Park Project is being canceled. That is according to a report in today's New York Times. NPR declined to comment to the Times, but the BPP is in the position to confirm the story. The show's last broadcast will reportedly be next Friday, July 25th. Host Allison Stewart, who is on maternity leave, told the Times, quote, "From what I understand, we are obviously in extra tough economic times, and this is a financial and strategic decision. I was told it had nothing to do with the quality or content of the show." Stewart will return next week to host the final 5 days. She told the Times she was surprised by the decision. And as the article points out, quote, "NPR officials have said publicly in recent months that the Bryant Park Project was attracting the kind of web audience they had hoped for. Indeed, a recent online survey concluded the show's audience is younger than NPR's typical base, and some listeners say they've been introduced to other NPR shows through the BPP. The show surpassed 1 million page views per month after just 6 months in existence, significantly exceeding benchmarks NPR set for the show before launch. The BPP was carried on 28 NPR stations nationwide, most of them secondary or HD radio stations. Reaction to the news on the BPP blog was immediate and one-sided. T. Weiss wrote, quote, "BPP hits a lot closer to home for me. It talks about issues I care about. I have never been involved with a news or radio program more than with the BPP. Extremely disappointed in Ohio." Terry Green writes, quote, "Like a lot of other people who work in public radio, I'm trying really, really hard to find ways for our station's programming and how we deliver it to evolve in the face of rapid and scary changes on every imaginable front. BPP has been a real inspiration to us in that effort in more ways than I could count." And sad Carrie says, "No, how on earth am I going to make it through my awful workday without the BPP? Well, sad Carrie, we found a hot new internet video to keep BPP fans occupied.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born.
Cold comfort. You could stick with the BPP for more updates on this story. Now let's get some more of today's headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.